Yeah, it's Intern John. If you didn't know, we have a ton of podcasts that everyone does after our main show. Just to give you a taste of what you're missing today in your morning show family of podcasts, check out what's happening on Crisis on the Infinite Podcast with Hoodie and Kevin.
Let's go. Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know throughout the week on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world, because my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you're officially listening to this Thursday multiversal episode of what, Kev?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.
I don't want to see your butt right now, Cookie. Please take it off the air. That's disgusting.
Now, Cookie, again, is the dog or cat that you have still not shown me?
The annoying cat. I could show you, but it would require me moving the camera.
Yeah, the camera, it won't go back to where it was. It'll be a whole ordeal. I will also say this. Teddy's currently at Morris' parents, his grandparents, and I felt a phantom like pass by my leg. I was, wait a second, Teddy's not here. Who was that?
Isn't your in-laws, future in-laws' dog like his doggy girlfriend?
Essentially, yeah. And it's like, come on, fam, get a room. We don't need that right now. So he's getting good for him. Go.
I don't know. I'm saying, if they're still able, he can get some money. No,
they're both fixed. So we're good there.
Oh, you can unfix things.
I don't think it works like that on dogs. I think humans snip, snap, snip, snap. But I don't think it works like that on dogs. Especially when you chop off a certain part in the back of a male dog.
Should have froze some little teddies first.
I don't think you can do that either. / that's gotta be expensive as hell to freeze that just for your pet. But watching today's society, that probably does exist though.
Pretty sure somewhere in the realm of Bethesda, Maryland, Montgomery County, there is a dog sperm freezing facility. Yeah. I'm sure of it.
And who would have thought that you'd be expecting us talking about this on today's podcast? But don't worry. Thank God we're talking about other things, because on today's show, we're
whole
not.
Show, by the way.
That's the whole show. That's it. If we were like how stuff was made. No, I don't want to know how that stuff's made.
No, that's too far. That's way too far.
But we're breaking down who made it into our four of our greatest holiday ever. Movie bracket challenge. The competition is getting stiff, and it's now in between episodes, no longer between weeks. It's between episodes. So literally on Monday's episode, we're into the the finals of who made it into the finals, and then we find out who won it all next Thursday. It's gonna be a good episode.
Getting down to the nitty gritty.
And also, speaking of the nitty gritty, Christmas is a friendly reminder next week, technically.
Yep. I'm going shopping this weekend. So
I had to do the math. I was like, wait, no, today is the 15th. So it's 10 days, but technically that is also next week.
I'm still of the mindset, too, that I want to go get things from the store, even though I know I can just go on Amazon and have it in a cart and just press buy on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But still, I want it now.
I know. I feel like 5 years, I mean, that's the world we live in. But 5 years ago, it was like the hustle and bustle. Like, we got to go to Best Buy. We got to get Dad this thing he needs that we don't know where it's at. And I was like, I got it off Amazon. He texted it to me. We're good.
And I think you're still able to order from Amazon and get it on time currently.
Yes. I think today or yesterday might have been the deadline for doing normal shipping on a lot of packages, like if you're to do 5 to 7 business days. Yeah. So pay up or just do Amazon, because it'll be 2-day shipping guaranteed at least.
That's why I'm a Prime customer now, because I need the things quickly, and I haven't canceled Prime. It's been 4 years.
And also, I want my free skins in Marvel's Avengers every month. This is also why I'm a Prime member.
Oh, more on that game later, by the way, when we get to
excited. But we're also going to talk about review roundup for Avatar The Way of Water. We haven't seen it yet, but we're going to review some of the big reviews. So that way, you know, you should see it this weekend, should you not. And we're going to break down, react to the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, that new trailer that has over 13 million views as of this podcast recording. And looked beautiful, but did it live up to the hype?
If you're watching on Twitch, I want to have it ready for you. Ha ha ha, ha 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 ha.
Oh, little tease. But Kevin, you can see everything we're talking about and so much more by going to hot995.com/crisiscrew. You can also go to @infinite_pods on the Instagram and the Twitter to see everything we're doing. All the brackets have been up there where you could vote on Instagram stories and on Twitter polls. And your votes have kind of moved us on, but there is sort of a gridlock right now, which we'll figure out in about 10 minutes from now. And you can also go where, Kevin, to watch us either live, record the episodes, or watch them on demand.
Look, we're like the Transformer. Anyway, twitch.tv/infinite_pods or youtube.com/ @infinite_pods.
It's a good time. It's a good time there. Also, hey, you need a last minute holiday gift? Speaking of the holiday deadlines, now might be the perfect time to order yourself a #CrisisCrewMember shirt, because I think the shipping deadline actually applies to that. So
speaking of last minute things, I'm seeing a lot of PS5s out there that you couldn't get last year.
Right? Now, in store or just online, you mean?
Online. I haven't seen anything in store yet, but online, I'm seeing them appear a lot more.
I actually got my very first PlayStation email that said, hey, come on, buy a PS5. I was like, I signed up for this service 2 years ago. I just got an email now.
Have you used that Xbox thing, too, where it was like a pay-as-you-go system monthly?
The lease system, no, because remember we talked about it, and it's like, well, you're kind of paying more than what you're actually getting out of it, especially with Game Pass and stuff. It might have changed since we last talked about it, but
yeah.
I feel like at this point you might as well just go all in and just pay it off on your credit card instead of having to do another loan system.
Yeah, I was wondering, I remember they announced that, and I was like, why would you do that? Like, it's not a phone, you know, it's not a car. It's just a system. Maybe you can afford it.
Well, I mean,
if
you think about it, it's, I mean, that's my media player, you know, where we use the Xbox probably like 7 hours out of the day just to watch things, you know, so.
Does Maura use the controller or does she use her phone?
I didn't even know you could use the controller or the phone on the Xbox, but yeah,
I did not know that.
So wait, so is it the Xbox app?
Yeah, the Xbox app. And if you go to the bottom of it, it's like a remote tab. And if you're on the same Wi-Fi as your Xbox, you use that as a remote.
Wait, so I have the house button, the user button, the search bar,
now too.
Library, and then the me. And where's the remote button at?
Oh, I got to log in. Dang it, I haven't logged in a while.
Kevin Lyon.
It's like that little one right there next to it, that link button. Once you link that, then you can use it as a remote.
Oh, apparently I haven't. Oh, my Xbox is off right now, so that's good. At least, yeah. All right, we'll do that later.
If you have company over, it's an awesome flex.
So I'm like, the controller battery died. Oh, it's okay. We have the phone. Oh no, my phone died. I'm screwed.
Let's be turn on with your phone. Like, what you want to watch?
There you go. All right. Well, I'm going to have fun tonight. But Kevin, now we've talked about the rigmarole of the show, we properly start the podcast with what you're doing. We talk about the games we've been playing, the videos we've been watching, and the life we've been living. Because it's Thursday, your boy gets to go first. I'm still feeling it from our Hot 99.5 Jingle Ball presented by Capital One.
I like how you said that on the podcast, like they care about
it. They're always listening.
They're always listening. How was it?
It was a blast. It was my first time actually having an on-stage announcement at Jingle Ball, which is really dope. The glow-up of this podcast, and I think it being my, I think I counted six Jingle Ball at behind the stage and seventh one overall, because the first one I went to was the Cy and Justin Bieber one at the Patriot Center, what is now called Eagle Bank Arena.
Oh, yeah. So you go way back. Wow.
You know, I've been there since the inception. People just don't know. I was in the nosebleed. But really dope. I got to meet Jax, who sings Victoria's Secret, and she commented on my sweater, which is really dope, which is why I love wearing the sweaters that light up, because everyone automatically wants to talk about those sweaters compared to the boring, non-lighty up ones. And
I have no idea who she is.
It's okay. She sings Victoria's Secret. I'm assuming Leah, your daughter, knows who she is. But essentially, Jax has been making sweaters for everyone on the tour. That's the artist on the tour. And I asked her, I was like, oh, yeah, how's the sweater they've been going? She's like, I actually have extras. I was like, do you have any big boy sizes? And she said, no. I was like, well, that's not going to work for anyone at this station then. I'm sorry.
Well, you got to listen. Maybe if it was a little tight, it's not wearing out the house. Maybe
you know, it's a goal. We'll get there next Jingle Ball and wear it in front of Jax, which is even bigger. So.
I have clothes like that. They're gold clothes. I'm like, I can't fit that yet, but one day.
Here's the thing. We've learned two big things already, thanks to Kevin. We have Xbox remote and gold clothes. There you go.
You have gold clothes, let us know down in the Twitch chat.
And I feel like that, if old titling of this podcast, that would have been the title of our podcast today. Gold clothes and Xbox has remote?
The good old days when we used to do doot doots.
Around the blooming onions.
Around the blooming onions.
But it's really dope. Also, got to meet Pitbull. And you can see the video at YMS Radio and currently on my story at Andrew Hoodie. I'm going to post it every day this week. Why not? I took a shot with Pitbull.
Dale.
He dale'd me. Dale. He gave it to me and gave me a shot. You know what I'm saying?
You can't refuse. Even I wouldn't refuse a Pitbull shot. I mean.
And it wasn't a shot of Fireball, ironically. It was tequila and vodka in the same drink.
I mean, I probably would have threw up in his dressing room to give me a shot, but I didn't try to do it.
You will power through this. You will not embarrass yourself in front of Mr. Worldwide.
In front of Mr. Worldwide.
Not in front of him. But really dope time. Definitely check out all the stuff on that at Hot 995 at YMS Radio. I actually, there's another thing I just found out before the podcast when I awoken from my nap is I'm in my very first Getty image now. So you can actually Google me on Getty images and you can see you can see my derpy face. I don't want to show on this podcast, but hey, you know, you got to start somewhere on Getty image with a derpy face.
I did want to ask you though, like where you guys were for photos. Was that like a new restaurant there in Capital One?
Capital One's kind of like redone itself if you haven't been in a while or even really like a year, I feel like, because I was there last time, I think was for the Caps game last season. And it was like, whoa, they put a lot of stuff here. Like, I didn't know where I was. I was like, wait, this doesn't go here. They had a PS5 on the concourse that was in a bulletproof glass that people could play.
That's serious.
It is very serious.
That's old school Best Buy.
And I'm going to show Kevin the image of that's me right there. I know it's got to focus, but I look derpy. But what are you going to do? That's okay.
I mean, how many derpy pictures of DJs are there out there in the radio world? I mean, it's
a lot. Mostly they are derpy. You only get one good one.
We're a derpy people.
There you go. But on top of that, Moore and I did watch The White Lotus season 2 finale. We finished that. Thought it was really good. A very big improvement on season 2. And it sounds like they're already hinting towards season 3, which is really dope. Kind of, I'm excited to hopefully maybe they blend the cast of both seasons because they're kind of separate a little bit, except for one character. Just sort of make it just keep going.
I'm still confused. This show is not a comedy, right?
It is not a comedy. It's one of those dark comedies that it's like Atlanta. Because Atlanta, last season really wasn't ha-ha comedy, but it was like more drama, but it was not really drama.
Yeah, because I kind of want to get into the show, but I'm confused if I'm getting into like a serious emotional HBO drama or kind of like a Barry type drama.
It's, I think the past two seasons more of a whodunit more than anything, I feel like.
Okay.
And just like you're watching like, what caused this thing or whatever. Definitely like the actual places they filmed the show, they are real places you can actually visit too. So it's kind of like, oh, we can plan a vacation there and not have what happened on the show happen.
That's funny. By the way, now I miss Barry talking about it. Forgot about that.
There you go. That's a comedy. That one's a comedy. Or is it?
It's sad sometimes.
That's okay. Funny things can be sad too. But Kevin, that's the main thing I did this week. What have you been doing?
I've been watching you on Instagram at Jingle Ball.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
From the comfort of my own sofa.
My feet hurt.
I can imagine. Did you wear insoles, by the way? I'm just curious. Did you just raw dog it?
I had socks on, but raw dog didn't have sole in whatever. I ditched Dr. Scholl's or anything extra in there.
Yeah.
My feet are kind of, my toesies kind of feel it more than anything. I think it's because the shoes I was wearing kind of tightened up at the toe.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like with like V, reverse V on you.
I don't have, you know, I can't invest in Jordans, but I can invest in a pair of good, cheap knockoff fancy shoes, you know? So
there you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hanging around the house. Haven't done really much. Watched the season finale of Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. Kind of advanced the overall story there unexpectedly. So that was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Have you started it yet?
I haven't. So the finale was this week, though, right?
I believe it was because Rick went into this normal, you know, season finale rant at the end of it.
I saw the lightsaber scene on TikTok, so I'm excited to watch that. But I usually watch it when it comes to HBO Max or Hulu, so I'm hoping it's like next week. Cause that'd be perfect prime time to watch, you know, right before going to Disney.
That's a good Christmas present, too.
to myself.
Other than that, I did run across this tweet from one of our listeners, Craig. You remember we had a conversation maybe a week or two ago about Burger King? You just got a Burger King burger.
Yes, because it's the second best vegetarian fast food place because Taco Bell, obviously, is number one. Burger King because of the Impossible Whopper.
But according to Craig, he had a pretty bad Burger King experience recently, 1 hour ago. He says, how in the world?
This podcast, 1 hour ago.
He says, how does in the world does Burger King run out of ketchup, onion, lettuce, and tomato and doesn't tell you until after you order it?
Mm-hmm. You got fries. We're Fry King now.
That's like the most Jerry Seinfeld thing to happen to somebody ever. Like, they don't tell you, like, by the way, things running your burger we don't have.
Thanks for paying for it. This is a question. It could lead to a future podcast one-off when there's nothing going on. Is fries or onion rings at Burger King?
I would go onion rings, actually.
I would go. Every time it's onion rings. I even got more on that train. I have a feeling maybe in the new year we do a one-off episode where it is Battle of the Fast Foods, and we just do bracket mini brackets of fast food burgers, fries, slash onion rings would kind of go with the fries category there, and then maybe just burgers and fries, and chicken sandwich. That's the other one. That's it is.
We may have found our March bracket.
There we go. Well, you know what we're doing this year. You're going basketball. We're looking at fast food here, y'all.
Put it on the list. And put it on the list right now.
You type it up right now. I'm sorry, Craig, but hopefully you don't have to pay for anything. I don't know.
I think it works out too because I think a Raising Cane's opens in Towson in like 3 or 4 weeks.
So there's one in Sterling now. So if you are at Sterling's just as far as Towson from where I live, but what are you gonna do? Also, before we get into the news, cool things. Did the Witcher update did go through my Xbox? So that is awaiting me as soon as this podcast is over, because you know, Jingle Ball nap. Post Jingle Ball and this are over, and I can play me some Witcher updated. And Kevin, a new game I think you need to get on because you're on the high of Rick and Morty is on Xbox Game Pass right now. High on Life. Yeah. It's you've probably seen it on TikTok. It's where Justin Roiland and a bunch of celebrity actors voice guns on the show or in the game, and it's pretty much just an extended Rick and Morty episode.
On TikTok, it sounded like Morty was yelling at the lady to using the gun. Like, it was hilarious. Yeah. Pretty funny.
I'm excited. I actually just downloaded that before the podcast because of the TikToks have kind of convinced me. It's gotten mediocre reviews, but I think it's more because it's like, well, do you like Justin Roiland's humor? If not, you will like the game less.
Also, actually, before we start recording too, I watched a Game Ranks video about before you buy The Witcher 3 on the new consoles, mm-hmm. and he had a lot of good things to say about it. So I'm very excited for you, buddy.
I'm going to have a good weekend. Good weekend. Doing nothing in Hempa.
I will say, I warn you again, though, it's a very, very dense story game.
Do you think should watch, I haven't watched The Witcher Netflix show. Do you think I should watch at least one episode of The Witcher Netflix show before going into it just to get a little context?
You actually could, and I'll tell you which one to watch because there's one episode of season one that actually was a side mission in the game. And the conclusion to it.
Well, you will text that to me later. I'll watch that tonight and then maybe start it tomorrow, most likely, when I have energy.
And the first mission in the game, the tutorial size first mission in the game, it takes about 2-3 hours, but the rewarding, if you enjoy how this pays off, you will love the entire game.
Hey, I'll tell you like as long as it's no damn Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you're spending 10 hours in damn Norway before you go over to England.
And then you see Valhalla.
Like, what?
I haven't seen the thing yet.
I ain't gone to England. I got to stay in this boat now. Damn it. The two worst parts of an Assassin's Creed game.
Oh, man. Valhalla. What a mixed experience. No, I won't say mixed. I'll say positive, but long experience.
I haven't played Odyssey more. And there was this whole island that had a whole story about romancing someone. I liked it. It was really good. I was into it.
Odyssey is so good.
And I was like, wait a second. Why am I here? I got to complete this game. Go on, let's go.
Did you ever unlock the Wonder Woman?
I have not. Pieces? Well, how do I get that? The pelts or something?
I forgot, but you can. I forgot how to do it, but you can do it.
I got multiple really cool things to do this weekend, apparently, video game wise. But what you don't have to do is go far for the news because it's time for the news.
It's time. News. Thank you, Pascal.
Did you hear me tap my freckle watch? Did you hear it?
I did. All right. It's great.
There we go.
Great, very CM Punkish.
Thank you. I try. You know, I learned from the best in the world at what he does. That's just Chris Jericho. But anyway, we're talking about our fa-la-la-la-four in our greatest holiday movie ever. Bracket!
It's getting down to nitty gritty, man. It's getting exciting.
Nitty gritty. We kind of talked about this that pretty much now till next week up to Christmas, it is down to in between episodes on what moves on because that's just the beauty of timing of the podcast. We would probably want to pick the winner of our holiday movie bracket challenge before Christmas.
And you know, I don't want you dealing with this while you're standing in line in Disney World.
No, well, you would have to deal with it by yourself. I mean, like, that's on you.
Yeah, and we'll get it over.
There you go. So we had 4 matches in between since Monday's episode to today, and or whenever you're listening to this podcast recording. We had Rudolph going up against Home Alone, the Santa Claus going up against its sequel, the Grinch going up against A Muppet Christmas Carol, and Christmas Story going up against Elf. We have 2 clear-cut winners, and we have 2 that we ultimately need to leave up to science / chance. Of the coin toss.
Ooh, a real coin toss or a Google coin toss?
A Google coin toss because I don't got a coin anywhere near me.
So. I don't have I can flip Batman, I guess, to get the top side or the face.
I don't want to hurt that. You know, I don't want to damage your decorations, you know. So, Kevin, happy to say the OG Santa Claus has moved on into the semifinals of our greatest holiday movie ever challenge.
That's good to know, because that is the class of that franchise and, I guess, series as well now. Have you watched any of those episodes yet? I haven't watched any.
I have not. I'm downloading them all on the plane before I go to Disney and watching them, because I think they're like 30-ish minutes each. And I heard that it's been getting a lot better as the season's gone on, because more characters have popped up on the show besides Tim Allen.
I haven't watched that, and I know two episodes dropped of the new National Treasure series today, too. Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
I don't think I'm going to wait until the end of that. Until Nicolas Cage shows up and gives me a reason to watch it, I'm good.
Steel decoration.
I got stolen again. It got stolen again. DJ Dirty Elbows, is that you? So funny. Santa Claus is in our Fala La La 4, going up against Kevin McAllister, a.k.a. Yeah. Jigsaw Jr., in Home Alone, the very first Home Alone.
That is the correct answer to that question.
Sorry, Claymated fans, Rankin and Bass fans, your time's up, and Rudolph's shiny nose won't shine bright tonight.
That was very dark.
I feel like that's a line they probably say in the David Harbour Silent Night Santa movie, most likely.
I actually heard a movie is too violent.
But you know what? I can't wait to watch it when it's on like HBO Max or streaming service of choice next year for the holidays.
It'll probably be on Peacock, or it'll just be on randomly on Amazon one day.
Exactly. So we have Santa Claus going up against Home Alone for the East Coast division of our bracket. I don't know. We didn't get this far into the divisions that far. But those are your champions of the Santa Claus and the Rudolph division. But here's where it gets interesting. Elf and Christmas Story are even on both the Instagram and the Twitter poll, because on Instagram, Elf is at 75% and Christmas Story is at 25%, and it's the opposite on the Twitter poll as of right now. So we're leaving it up to the flip of a coin / we cannot vote. So Kevin, if you're trying to vote and put in your vote right now, it's too late. It's over.
I was looking at something else. Work stuff.
Oh, okay. So Kevin, do you have your virtual coin toss ready?
Let me go ahead and prime the coin. I'll type out the phrase, and then you tell me when to do it.
All right, here we go. Three. Christmas Story will be heads. Elf will be tails when it flips.
Okay. Right. It's flipping. And it's flipping. It is heads.
Heads. So a Christmas Story moves on into the Fa-La-La-La 4.
And two out of three. Non-split.
Nope. We do one and done. And Hoodie is a happy boy right now because the OG, the staple of my childhood, has moved on, baby.
Okay. Okay. Home Alone still is. I'm happy.
There you go. Now, here's the other dilemma. This also happened in the Grinch division, surprisingly, because the Grinch said 80% on Instagram up at Christmas Carol at 20, but it's the opposite on Twitter. So I don't know what's trolling over there on Twitter with a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Remember that storyline when Matt Hardy came back and he kept saying, "I will not die."
Mm-hmm.
That's what Muppet Christmas Carol is. Like, why has this come this far?
I love it, though. It is our, like, I'm going to keep on going, baby. You can't put me down. So, Kevin, once again, I'm going to sign. Now, is it Tails? Tails failed us. But here's the thing. The probability of getting another heads, is that a good scenario? So, Kevin, I'll allow you to decide who is heads and who is tails in this bracket.
I guess, out of fairness, just heads, because he had a higher seed, so Grinch, I guess, would be heads and Muppets would be tails.
All right. So on the count of three, flip that coin. One, two, three. Flip that coin.
It's going to be heads.
Heads. Sorry, little engine that could, Muppet Christmas Carol. But your carol ends tonight. No redemption for you.
Your carol ends tonight.
You won't be caroling anymore after today. So here's our Fa-La-La-La 4. We have A Christmas Story going up against the Grinch. We have the Santa Claus going up against Home Alone, both the first entries in their primarily trilogies. But really, we just count the first two in both the trilogies.
There have been like seven Home Alone movies.
There have. And we didn't pay attention to any of them after the third one, because the third one was meh. And then Home Sweet Home Alone came around. I'm like, oh, I don't know why we do that.
I remember watching the third one like, I didn't know you could not like a movie.
And there you go. So, Kevin, who you got in Christmas Story going up against the Grinch to find out who makes it into the finals?
I guess my money's on the Christmas Story if it's coming this far. But the Grinch actually is older than the Christmas Story, technically.
Yeah, because we said whatever version you prefer. So this is your mom's version, your version, your kid's version, your pet's version, whatever they like.
I think the book predates the movie.
It was Dr. Seuss, yes. Most likely. Yeah. So you're going the Grinch?
I'm going with the Grinch. I'll take the wild card.
There you go. It's not the wild card. It was the number one seed. It was the number two seed in this division. Going up against the number one seed, A Christmas Story, I'm going to go number one all the way. Number one in our hearts, number one in our souls. You know, it's the same thing practically, but what are you going to do?
I mean, it's a popular movie that's going to be on for 24 hours in a week and a half.
And I still haven't seen the sequel to it, so we'll get there when we get there. But on the other side of the bracket, Kevin, the Santa Claus going up against Home Alone. I'm going to go first on this one. I think the Santa Claus makes it, because I feel like you can't have Christmas cheer without Santa falling off a roof and Tim Allen, a.k.a. Scott Calvin, having the same initials, oddly enough, and it rose such a clatter.
But you also can't have Christmas cheer when your family leaves you at home and goes to Paris. So you have to defend your house from Harry and Marv.
And you also can't have Christmas without a Michael Jordan cutout dancing around your house in the windows.
He was an engineering genius.
Mm-hmm.
I once spent an entire Saturday trying to figure out how to work things with strings, and I wasn't smart enough. I just wasn't smart enough to do it.
I tried so hard, and I couldn't do it.
it was just chaos, and I got in trouble because my mom tripped over a string coming in my room. So, yeah.
So we will see who is the better predictor / decision maker out of the two of us when we have the final.
Decision maker is probably you. I mean,
we'll find out.
But
we will find out who made it into the final challenge against each other and determine the winner of all the bracket Monday and then on Thursday right before Christmas. So that way, if you haven't watched these movies, you can pick the priority on the one who won.
Next year we'll do songs. Psych,
no, that's too many. Then you got to put in versions of the songs, because there's some versions that are better than other versions.
Oh yeah, ooh, there are some bad versions of Christmas music out there. Ooh, mm-hmm. Look at you, Christina Aguilera. Oh my gosh.
But Kevin, speaking of ending the year, PlayStation also wants to end your year off right, because they like Spotify, which you can. You're a son, by the way. We have no brand affiliation loyalty anymore. Actually did a year interview, and because, you know, Kevin is, yes, secretly a PlayStation player, even though we mainly play secretly. Your Discord's only saying you're on Xbox, baby. I don't know what you talk about over here.
That's true, because I don't even know how I did that, honestly. It's just, now it just does it all the time.
It tracks you all the time. I can tell what you're doing, if you're paying attention or not.
Good point.
There you go. But Kevin, you got a PlayStation year interview email or access to the website. What does your PlayStation year in review say about you?
So the first thing it says about me is that I had a total play time of 207 hours.
This year?
Yes, and that's up 77% more than last year. I played 90 more hours than I did last year.
Now, is this mostly the Mass Effect trilogy?
This is, I think, mostly God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn.
You put 100 hours in each of those.
Actually, I can tell you how much I put in each.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button. Let me log back in real quick.
We're rambling. But speaking of God of War, while Kevin is doing that, I guess I could do this story. God of War is actually getting a live action series on Amazon Prime Video. It is set to take place in the events of the 2017 game and going forward into Ragnarok. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really dope. I mean, you could say, you know, we have too many things becoming series now of video games, but the more the merrier. I just hope, you know, Chris Judge gets in there cameo-wise. I don't know how they're going to do Kratos and everything, but Pedro Pascal is Joel, so I think they can really do whatever they want.
Actually, I think if you put the right makeup on Chris Judge, you can just make him Kratos if you really want to, because he's huge. Mm-hmm. He's jacked.
Yeah.
Also, Batista. So as far as time spent in games, I played God of War for 66 hours this year.
Okay. Admirable. That seems right. Seems right.
My second most played game at 63 hours is Marvel's Avengers.
Hey! Wait, this year you played it for 60 hours?
I know why.
Oh, Black Panther, when we got behind on the Black Panther challenge. Yeah.
Exactly. Black Panther. And I played it more once the movie came out as well.
Look at your PlayStation year in review reminding us that we had a friendly challenge against each other earlier this year.
But I think the movie release, it made it barely beat out Horizon Zero Dawn, because I played it for 54 hours this year.
Okay.
So the definitely a lot of single player games that I play, and I also earned 59 trophies this year,
which is
an increase of 127% from last year.
Ooh.
I don't think I played many games on PS4 last year.
Because you're mainly Xbox, because it was easier to get codes for you on Xbox than PlayStation last year.
A lot easier.
Anything else it says, or is that mainly it?
That's mainly it, because the last thing is a PlayStation Plus membership, but I don't have PlayStation Plus Though I'm considering it. Oh. I'm considering it.
Ooh. You have to choose, you know, a Game Pass or PlayStation Plus. I mean, you could do both. You're a grown adult. Do whatever you want.
I could do both with them. My wife and why I would spend so many money on it. But that's a whole other conversation.
Now, Kevin, with back to the live action God of War series, are you bummed that we're not getting the OG games involvement in it at all? Or are you kind of, because, you know, you beat God of War, obviously. You glad we're just sticking with that storyline?
No, because that leaves room for improvement. It's kind of like starting off Star Wars Episode 4.
Oh, no way. Who would have thought?
So if you want to, like, you know, like in the game, his son asks him, like, what land he came from. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that could be a whole episode where he just kind of just shrink down his entire backstory from Sparta to Olympus to Hades and all that kind of stuff. So it leaves you more room to play with, you know, lore and stuff like that.
Could be a good spinoff series a la The Boys and the Boys Gen V, or Gen V being The Boys spinoff series, and Diabolical, actually.
It could be another animated spinoff as well.
You
have
one good season, and then, like, all right, guess what? Season 2's coming out in 2 years from now, but we got God of War Sparta, colon Sparta, with the Spartan years or whatever.
The
Wonder years, the Spartan years. And it's just that prequel stuff. Because I think either you do that, you do a flashback, but I think you don't need to start there and have that be the one series, because who knows if it'll sink or swim and we get tired of video game series by that time. Because it's kind of the same thing of zombie movies and zombie shows. Is it was great at first, and we all loved Walking Dead, and then too much came out at the same time and got tired of it.
Also, too, I mean, have you played the original God of War games?
I have not, because I have had no PlayStation system since my PS1, which is sitting in my little cabinet over there.
Whenever you get a PS5, if you decide to play Ragnarok, I mean, play the first one before Ragnarok, it won't feel like you missed something. The way they actually never narratively made the game, it kind of leaves you, like, obviously you know who Kratos is because you follow video games. But it doesn't feel like I need to go back and play these games because there's something here narratively I don't understand. Nothing really feels like that. Mm.
I think my thing is, PlayStation 5-wise, and kind of talked about at the beginning, is I think it's going to be the same thing as when I got my Captain Rex action figure back there. Is that was my, like, holy grail item looking for it, and I wasn't going to buy it online. But we saw in store at a retro antique store in Louisville, and I was like, this is fate. Got to get it. I think it's going to be the same thing for PS5. Once it's in a store and I see it, go and grab it.
Waiting that, because I think I'm going to set my PS5 down here, and I'm waiting to get like 120 hertz on, like, maybe like a 27 inch monitor. That way I can actually experience the full HD gaming spectrum, not just put it on my old TV.
You know, just expensive for work. You know, I need these high frames. You don't know why, but I need it.
Don't worry about it. I just need it.
But something we need to talk about, Kevin, sorry to take a breath there, is Avatar: The Way of Water, because the reviews are officially out now. And we gotta do a little roundup on if it's good or not.
Yeah, the reactions came out last Tuesday-ish, I believe. Oh, by the way, did you hear about James Cameron and the premiere?
I did not. What happened?
He couldn't go to the premiere because he caught COVID on the way back from Japan. I was like, that sucks. You work on this movie for 10 years and you can't even go to the premiere.
Well, I mean,
like,
he's probably seen it like 100 times by now, you know? So,
sure, but, you know, it's the pomp and circumstance. You know what I mean?
So we'll start it off with an odd one. GameSpot gave it a 50 out of 100. Essentially, I think it was a 5 out of 10. I don't know why they put 5 out of 10. Essentially, why they gave it a 5 out of 10, calling it mediocre according to their rankings, is most, if not all, of the water and underwater effects are immaculately rendered. It's a good hour's worth of incredible animation, makes the Na'vi characters look and feel real, and world-building details like alien biology and tech designs are thoroughly developed, but Jake Sully feels like a deeply unlikable and boring character. Zoe Saldana is wasted in the plot, and the plot is pretty much a lot of nonsense with constantly shifting motivations and stakes. So we're saying the bad one first, because besides that, it kind of seems the opposite of that review.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because, I mean, you kind of just describe almost every Marvel movie.
Well, we don't know. What are you talking about, Kevin? You lie.
You lie. I have one. For some reason, the site right now is not loading for me, Hoodie, but I have some reviews here I can read. This one is from a movie critic. Her name is Patrick VDK. Says it's an incredible feat. 10 years of hard work definitely shows off on screen, and the water scene blew his mind. A lot of things I'm seeing, too, are about the water scenes, basically.
Which is kind of what we knew the big deal was with this movie.
I also read this one review that said that It kind of moves really fast to like the first act of the movie to get to that water scene, but it doesn't feel forced, which is what I'm happy for, because the first one I don't like because of outstanding issues of my job at the time. Not because of anything to do with the movie, but the first one was kind of pedestrian when it comes to a story. But I am seeing that the new storyline actually is a lot more involved and emotional, which makes me happy.
Okay. Now, who did you just read from, Kevin? Sorry, just make sure.
Their Twitter name was Patrick VDK.
Perfect. So Katie Walsh from the Tribune News Service says, if The Way of Water was the last film Cameron ever made, it'd be appropriate, as all of his cinematic obsessions coalesce within his gargantuan slice of mind-boggling spectacle presented with classical action-adventure storytelling. Pretty much, he's saying, fancy imaging, same basic plot, essentially, is what that said.
Well... I mean, all movies have the same basic plot. I mean,
all movies are derivative of other movies. I mean, at this point,
Black Panther is kind of like Lion King. Let's just be honest.
I mean, Lion King is kind of like Hamlet, if you think about it.
And exactly. I mean, we can go like this movie, like that movie all day, but it's all about the execution. If it's executed well, it should be enjoyable. Mm-hmm. This one reviewer says that it was a little bit too long, because I forgot it was going to be 3 hours long. I thought it was like 2.5, but it's like a full 3 hours, right?
Yeah. It'll be an interesting time if you're sitting down in the theater. Actually, I think I have it in front of me. 3 hours and 12 minutes, actually, to be exact, with everything credits-wise involved.
Well, so it goes over to 3 hours. I don't think I've seen a three-hour movie in the theater since Endgame.
And I don't think anyone has, because we haven't gone to the theater that much that often. But yeah, so prepare your body. And Dune. I think Dune, but everyone saw that on HBO Max, let's face it. No one saw that.
I watched that at work one day. Yeah, I watched it in the theater.
Oh, the Snyder Cut. But come on, no one watched that in theaters.
The Snyder Cut I watched over 2 days while working.
I did too. I was like, why am I still watching this? But then Wen Li Met Ma said, the 3D visuals are undoubtedly cool, but it should be the only reason to see this film, but it is kind of like the first one. You're seeing it for the spectacle. You're really seeing it to see what new thing is being pushed in cinema, what eventually, you know, 2 years from now, we'll get a lot of it. It is interesting. I saw someone write an article of why Avatar paved the way for Thanos, and is so interesting to see Thanos from Endgame and Infinity War and his design and how he looks, and comparing it to what they did for Avatar with Jake Sully and Neytiri.
And Neytiri is Zendaya's character, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was watching a review earlier, actually, before we started recording, about Avatar: The Way of Water. And he was saying, too, that he felt that her character was a little bit underserved in this.
Yeah.
That kind of tells me, because that actually was my favorite part of the first one, was her kind of bringing Jake into her tribe or whatever.
Stop pushing Sam Worthington down her throats. We don't want him. He looks basic.
they thought he was going to be a thing, didn't they?
They did. He was in Terminator Salvation. And we're like, well, not bad of a Terminator movie. I was like, well, actually, it's pretty good after the Terminator Genesis came out.
That's a third one.
There is Terminator 3, and then I think it's Judgment Day, technically. Then there's Terminator Salvation, then Terminator Genesis.
That's not a series. I thought we were going, you know what? We're going to milk this thing out. Like, we don't like it. Okay.
Fizzled out after the second one. Once again, that's another good thing. What is the best trilogy? Best saga? Star Wars would probably win that, but I'm a little biased.
If we do trilogy, actually, it'll make it a lot harder to narrow down. Because trilogy is a...
Lord of the Rings could be up there. You know, Godfather could be up there. Never seen any of those movies, but I might one day. I don't know.
Yep, so you have to take time one day and watch The Godfather.
Have that much time. They're long movies too, Kevin, okay?
Yeah, if you watch on AMC, it'll be like 5 hours of your time, but it's so good. That's good.
So pretty much overall consensus is, you're going to watch Avatar for the spectacle. Might not be thought-provoking as much as you thought it would be, or action-packed as, you know, an Avengers Endgame or a Star Wars movie. But, hey, pretty blue.
Actually, I might try to go see this. Probably not this weekend. This weekend's kind of busy because it's my daughter's birthday and everything. Mm-hmm. But definitely Christmas weekend.
Yeah, this movie's going to make a butt ton of money, just because everyone's like, well, I don't want to see it right now. Let's see it with the family during the holidays.
Yeah, and then you got two and a half weeks to go see it while everybody's off of work. Uh-huh. So, I mean... It's going to pull in piles of money.
Would you take your daughter Leah to go see this movie?
I wouldn't before she told me that Black Panther, she watched the whole thing and didn't fall asleep. So maybe.
Now, if you did, would this be her first 3D movie?
No, because I'm not seeing this in 3D, because 3D makes me sick. So see it in 3D with somebody else.
We'll see it in IMAX, but basic IMAX. I'm not paying real 3D prices.
I think the last one I saw on 3D was actually Force Awakens.
I did,
because it was the only ticket left. I still
used to have my 3D glasses from that. They were Kylo Ren shaped, because I went to the premiere of it, and I don't know where they are anymore. So, hey, a little story about Hoodie. There you go.
By the way, I think it was last night. Was it Last Jedi or Rogue One, the movie you saw like during your Jingle Ball break? I know one of them you went to
that
see it.
That was Rogue One. Yes, I Rogue left. One, okay. And my God, when I came out of that theater after the Darth Vader scene, I was like, you know, 3/4 of that movie was meh, but that back fourth, ooh, doggy, did it redeem that movie.
Which is kind of like the Andor series. The first two, that third one, that was amazing.
The back five episodes, oh my God. But Kevin, talking about backs, let's talk about back lots, aka the Hollywood back lot, because Universal Studios Hollywood has officially revealed when Super Nintendo World opens, and it looks like you're going to a Mushroom Kingdom near you. A lot sooner than you'll see the movie.
By the way, that's what we call a full circle right there. You did a great job of that. No, yes. February 17th, 2023. It'll be open. Hold on. I'm sorry. It opened on am I reading this right?
That was the Japan one that opened.
That was the Japan one. Yes. March 18th. No, that's wrong too. I am not reading right.
It'll open Universal Studios Hollywood February 17th, 2023.
I was right the first time.
There you go.
Now, like I said, I did watch like a walkthrough of this because I'm a nerd and have no life. I watched like a full walkthrough of the Japan one on YouTube, and it looks just kind of what's the word I'm looking for?
Empty?
Not empty. Not catchy, but not done. It doesn't look like
fleshed out.
Where you're immersed in it. It comes like, oh look, I can walk through the tunnel and hear the sound. Yay!
I think I got the same vibes too. Apparently. When it opens up in Hollywood, it's going to open up before Orlando's opens up, which is going to be part of Universal's Epic Universe, that's new theme park that's like supposed to be out in 2025. The Hollywood version will include Mario Kart Bowser's Challenge, an augmented reality ride inspired by the game. But the game won't have a Yoshi's Adventure ride, which is a slow-moving ride themed after the green dinosaur character. So you kind of got to think of it that it's opening up kind of how Galaxy's Edge did a little bit. But I feel like the difference between that is Galaxy's Edge was made to look realistic, while this is still like in-character universe where everything looks cartoony and not realistic-y. So you're kind of going in more for the experience of that. Kind of reminds me more of like the Dr. Seuss area of Universal Studios than the Harry Potter side of Universal Studios.
Oh, originally this was supposed to replace like the kid area in Orlando Studios, right?
Originally, and now it's going to the new theme park, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, and I hope I'm 100% wrong, because they sink a lot of money into these theme parks to make these experiences for people.
Billions.
If people spend a lot of money coming from all over the world to experience them, I hope this isn't like a giant fart in the wind, because like I said, I watched a Mario Kart ride in the Japan one. I was just like, oh, that's just a roller coaster. It didn't feel... I feel like a better way to do Mario Kart would have been just to have actual go-karts where you can, like, I don't know, program the thing to slow down if I hit you with a shell. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't think that's too out of the world to program. But this just doesn't look like... It doesn't look as immersive as, like I said, as a Harry Potter world or Galaxy's Edge.
The interesting thing is... is that you could actually buy kind of like a Magic Band... I'm going to call it a Mario Band, essentially, where you can interact with things in the actual park. So you can hit a mystery box and it'll give you something on your hand. You can hit certain objects and it'll do things in the park. And supposedly, which we kind of talked about when it first got announced, is at the end of when you're in the Super Nintendo world, you can redeem all the coins and stuff you got for little tokens, probably like little quarters, decorative quarters, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do. Who knows if it actually will in the U.S. because it's kind of like, well, the thing is, apparently in Japan right now, I think if I read this article right, you actually have to pay separately for going into Universal Studios and then pay separately for Super Nintendo World. I don't know if that's just because it's new and they're trying to make sure, you know, people get their money's worth and are paying for the power bands, all that stuff. But I feel like that is like, I got to pay $50 more if I want to go in the Mario World. And I don't know about that.
it's no way in the world that they will ever do that here, especially seeing how much flack Disney has been taking since Chapek into Susie got rid of Fast Pass and started doing Genie Plus, but only for some rides, and those other rides you got to pay more for. There's no way they were able to, they can do that.
So obviously we'll see what happens. The lands open up, perfect timing in preparation for the movie coming out. Literally, this opens up February 17th. Movie comes out April 7th. So as a full month and a half, you assume they're going to have Chris Pratt and the cast of that movie go to Super Nintendo World when it either opens up or when the movie comes out.
It'll be an Instagram thing.
Yeah. But just an interesting thing is, hey, now, you know, Universal has this. You know, potentially we kind of dreamcasted that calling it Super Nintendo World means, you know, you can put Pokemon in there because why not? That'd make it cool.
Pokemon, I mean.
We said the lightsabers would be Pokeballs instead, essentially, to buy them for like $100 for a Pokeball.
That'd be really cool. I mean, even like if they want to like set it up, maybe with Pokemon Go, there's only certain Pokemon you can get by going to Nintendo Land and the Pokemon area. It could be the Safari Zone.
Ooh. Yeah, or it's a Pokemon Center, and you can do little trades through little tunnels. That it's like, oh, you're doing a trade. Yeah. Here goes your Psyduck. And you can actually see the Psyduck go through the tube.
That would be cool. Or even, I don't know, like a roller coaster thing to F-Zero. I don't know.
Ooh. Well, there's supposed to be a Donkey Kong ride, too. So we're waiting on that, too. But, hey, it's coming out. It's variations for you to go to, especially if you're going to the L.A., the Anaheim area, and trying to figure out Disneyland or Universal Studios. Because they're a lot different than Disney World Universal Studios in Florida.
Never been to the Universal in L.A.
I have not either, because we chose to go an hour to get your daughter a toy instead of going to Universal Studios.
You are forever the homie for doing that, by the way. You didn't have
to. It's just fun
to
bring up, you know, reminiscing. Awkwardly, you and I being in the back of an Uber and the Uber driver going, what are you guys going for? Just a wand. That's what we're going for.
Him telling us, like, I used to work on that set. Worked on that set, too. I'm like, why are you lying to us, Uber driver?
You didn't work on all these. What were you? Craft services? No, your ass wasn't good.
You were the janitor, weren't you?
You weren't, weren't you? You fired you every time. Didn't they? Didn't they tell us?
Answer me.
You swear to me. But yeah, it's cool. It's not an immediate, like, I gotta go there. Like how Galaxy's Edge, I mean, it was for me, but I mean, now the two, like, I'm all gung-ho. How much decoration in my damn room right here is all stuff from Galaxy's Edge or whatever.
I can say the same thing, too, but for Harry Potter, I think that was...
Especially for your wife, was, too, yeah.
Yeah, that when you saw them building, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go here to experience this. But I don't know, I don't see it the same for Super Mario Land. Maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe it'll be like... We'll rave about it, but I don't know. I wasn't impressed when I watched the whole walkthrough. But again, I wasn't there. I just watched the video.
But Kevin, a video we are going to watch together, actually, is the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse trailer, which came out a couple days ago as this podcast recording during Jingle Ball. So always something fun coming out during Jingle Ball. And we're going to watch it together, react to it, and just enjoy it because it was really pretty. Pretty looking for sure.
It was definitely pretty. I have thoughts on it that I will save until after we view it.
Ooh, but it was definitely pretty. Kevin, I don't know if I'm going to like what you're going to say, but we'll find out.
You shall see in about, what, 2 minutes?
No, literally like 2 seconds. Oh, yes, 2 minutes after the trailer. Yes, then we'll see what you did. So we're going to make sure it's on loop, all right, so we can talk over it. But Kevin, on the count of three, we're going to play this trailer. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, one, two, and a three.
Again with these trailer things.
These pre-trailers, damn it.
Good lord.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, I love it already.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like that part. Brooklyn!
I can hear you being quiet, Mom.
I, hope I didn't ice your game, man.
No one my age says those words in that order.
It's just hard to see my little man not being my little boy all the time.
This is the most dialogue Miles' mom's had since the first one. She had, like, she was done after this.
It was like the beginning of the movie, and that was it, right?
Oh, they're putting nostalgia on us. They're putting Stan Lee on it.
Making sure he is loved. That he feels like he belongs wherever he wants to be. He wants to go out into the world and do great big things.
That's new footage.
Not bad, kid.
Yeah, that's new. That's new.
That's what I worry about
that's
most.
New. Spider-Man, do a flip.
They won't that's new. Look out for you like us.
This is new.
Miles!
Want to get out of here?
Yep.
Wherever you go from here, you have to promise to take care of that little boy for me.
Spidey's galore.
Heck yeah.
And
my baby.
He never doubts that he is loved.
They're upside down.
Spider-Woman!
He never lets anyone tell him that he doesn't belong there. You gotta promise, Miles.
I promise.
Yeah!
Spidey fight!
Who do you think you are? Really?
We are supposed to be the good guys.
We are.
Ooh, what? Ah.
Across the June 2nd, 2023. PlayStation. That's usually that part of the trailer.
PlayStation.
So, Kevin, what did you think about the trailer as it replays for us right about now?
So, the new stuff was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the first 45 seconds, maybe, was already seen footage.
Uh-huh. And mainly a pep talk over it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, if you needed more time to make a trailer, you could just let us wait one more month. Because that was kind of annoying to me.
I'm
still seeing the movie.
Yeah, I see your point. The interesting thing is, this sequel is 5 years in the making. So it is funny is that like the sort of montage thing made me, you know, gave me the vibes of like, this is a dope ass movie. This movie won an Academy Award. So let's put some spec and I'm like, hey, remember why it won an Academy Award? Because of these kind of pivotal scenes from the first one. And obviously kind of peppered in a little bit of new scenes in the beginning before they went fully new scenes with everything. I understand you're like, it wasn't the hype ass trailer I needed, give me the hype ass moment at the very end, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, I give it points because it did ramp up quickly after that. But like, where are we at right now in this trailer? We are in timestamp here.
Ooh,
it wasn't okay. Until Gwen Stacy shows up at about 1:15 or so that then we get the new footage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's kind of annoying to me. But like I said, I'm still going to see the movie. They still have my money. So it's not like a really big deal.
Yeah. I mean, besides that point, like the new footage, like it a lot. Like, obviously, we're looking at is Jessica Drew, right? Right? Spider-Woman?
Yes. I just thought she was Misty Knight for a second.
Yes.
Luke Cage.
A lot of people did. Being Spider-Woman. And fun fact is, yes, the first Spider-Woman is actually black. So if you're going to put that spec on, like, she's white. How dare you? Fam, do your Marvel history on that one before you get taught a lesson. Really dope.
King Lion, read the books.
Yes.
Read the books.
The Issa Rae voicing that character. She has a motorcycle going up against a variation of a vulture, most likely, is what she was going up against.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't think about that. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
And we see that Oscar Isaac, kind of from the first trailer, is still going to be the main antagonist, but be that villain that thinks he's the hero, because in his mind, he is the hero, because he is a Spider-Man.
I remember correctly, Miguel O'Hara is not saying that he's a good person, but he's kind of a jerk. he's an acquired taste, so I think it's kind of on par with what that character usually is portrayed like. I'm kind of upset though because I don't like to root against Oscar Isaac because he's just a good guy.
Well, I like his face design is great. We didn't get that in the first one. But his face, I'm like, that looks like Oscar Isaac, to be honest. Like, it's dirty dope.
It really does. It really does. It also makes me mad again the first Latina movie that Sony wants to do is not about Miguel O'Hara, but a boxer. And
you
already had Oscar Isaac as Spider-Man. I'm like, come on, man.
The cool thing is, obviously, we got a ton of Spider-Man characters, which we'll go through a couple of the main ones we kind of saw throughout the trailers in that little montage area. But it kind of looks like the plot of this movie is maybe Gwen and Miles messed something up and kind of we're getting a spider war of multiversal effects and maybe we're getting some Spideys going up against another set of Spideys, which sounds really dope. apparently, I also wanted to mention here is that this movie is supposed to have the highest number of animators on a movie project of all time, which makes sense because of how much animation they have to put on all the different characters.
So what was that like a, I can't remember what it was called, Rick and Morty, but maybe like the Council of Ricks. Was that like the Council of Spider-Man, maybe?
I think so, because I think it's, obviously we kind of knew from the first one, Miles kind of, use a DC phrase, boom tubes into different universes. And I think that's also one little main thread line. We kind of theorize, you know, we would get Madam Web in this, which would kind of make a little more sense. I wouldn't put it past we still don't get Madam Web in this. But with the Madam Web movie happening now, it's kind of like, oh, Sony's kind of gotten Sony's way of this to make it coherent.
I forgot about the Madam Web thing.
Well, you know, Adam Scott's supposed to play a Peter Parker or a Ben Parker. Who knows?
We'll see what happens with that.
We'll see what happens with that. We get Spidey's going up against Spidey's. And, you know, we also forgot that the villain they kind of first teased was supposed to be, I think, the Blob or something like that.
Spot,
which is a newer villain / an original villain, and didn't get that mentioned at all here because I think the bigger draw is Spidey's going up against Spidey's.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be one of those things where the Spot, you know, impersonates
someone maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and then suddenly, you know, hijinks the shoe. I'm really not that Spider-Man. Oh, shoot the guy? Let's team up. You know, almost kind of like the first one where it was just like they weren't a team from the beginning. They were a team at the end.
Uh-huh.
You know, when Spider-Man realizes he's Spider-Man, basically.
Now, do you think, because obviously in this trailer we get Peter B. Parker wearing a pink bathrobe, but we also see him wearing, Kevin's very familiar with, a baby Bjorn, right?
So he must have a little baby, which means... I know there is I can't remember her name, but there's a comic about Spider-Man's daughter.
Mayday Parker.
Yes, that's her name. Mm-hmm. So maybe they had the baby girl. I don't know.
Maybe this is, and now is this our Peter? Or is there a different Peter B. Parker that, you know, maybe had a kid? But it's really dope. They're like, yeah, we have our levels of Spider-Man, Peter Parkers, our Miles Morales, our Miguel O'Hara's, and Teddy Gwen Stacy's, but guess what? Here's now Mayday Parker, the daughter. Here's the generations of all the Spider-Man characters interacting with each other.
There was also a comic where, like, I want to say Mayday married like some other Marvel, Super Marvel couple's husband, and they became like a power couple. I can't remember what it was. I'm thinking of Jessica Jones and Luke Cage's daughter becoming Captain America. That's something different.
But Jessica Danielle Cage.
Yes.
There you go. I was able to quickly Google that. You are welcome.
Good job.
But other Spider-Man characters we got notably in this trailer that are confirmed. There are a lot of rumor ones. Obviously, we have Issa Rae voicing Spider-Woman, looking like she's teaming up with Spider-Man 2099, or at least is working for him to a degree.
It does, and I guess this is going to be the beginning of building another Spider crew, because I didn't see any of the other Spider-Man besides Peter B. Parker. I don't see any other Spider people from the last one in it. So maybe right now our team is Gwen, Miles, Peter, Jessica Drew, and maybe Peter B. Parker, maybe, or somebody else in the future. Mm. We'll see.
I hope. I mean, the Nicolas Cage, the John Mulaney is probably an easier get than the Nicolas Cage. But like, I love to watch the fire match burn in my hands and have it go. All the stuff he said, just like, great comic relief right there. Whereas,
We don't pick the club. We just dance.
Yeah, Peter Parker was a little more over the top comedic relief, whereas Nicolas Cage was like, it's just great. It's a good reprieve from everything.
And they confirmed that Spider Punk will be in the movie at some point.
Yes, who will be voiced by Daniel Kaluuya.
Yes,
from Nope.
And another one that we kind of saw in a blinking you missed a cameo, and I hope they bring him into it. Because I feel like Uri Lowenthal isn't that busy. If they could bring that Spider-Man PS3, PS4 version into this, that'd be awesome too.
But here's the thing. We get Spider-Man PS4, PlayStation Spider-Man. But we also get Insomniac's Miles Morales. So we're going to get multiple versions of Miles Morales in this too.
That would be cool too. That would be a powerful scene actually. If he sees Miles and takes a mess off and they both say, you're like me. Takes it to a whole other level of representation. That'd be really cool, actually.
Interesting thing is there now. Obviously, that might be just we have a lot of Spider-Man characters. Not all of them are going to unmask and have speaking roles. A lot of them are just going to be in the background and everything. That might be more of a, it's a nod, but we're not putting the characters in because then you have to make the Miles Morales look like that Miles Morales from the game. The Peter Parker, there's controversy. Remember when they went from PS4 to PS5?
The actor.
You have to pick which one you want. But a cool nod nonetheless and gets you ready to play Miles Morales or Spider-Man 2 when that comes out most likely next year, which we'll probably talk about next week. And have all these costumes be in that game.
I need a PS5 soon, man.
We also see Iron Spider. It's cool. Just like we've become more familiar with the Spider-Man costumes because of video games, mainly the Spider-Man game, Marvel's Avengers. If you had it on PlayStation, and Miles Morales, you know, we have Iron Spider, Spider-Punk, other rumored characters popping. Oh, we have Bombastic Bagman, which is when Spider-Man is in a Fantastic Four suit because his clothes burnt to a crisp. We also have confirmed that Spider-Man India will be making an appearance. We have the Amazing Spider-Monkey will be apparently in this movie. And Supaida-Man, a.k.a. The Spider-Man from the 1978 TV series will be making an appearance too. That may or may not be voiced by the original actor.
That was the one I think just pull out guns randomly.
Yes, he had guns and he killed people. It was very like Spider-Man meets Power Rangers, essentially. And he had a mech. He had a mech, too, remember?
There was a line one time, like, here comes Spider-Man to steal your soul and send it to hell. So, like, that, like, oh, my God, Spider-Man, you're so dark.
Other confirmed ones in the trailer, we have Lady Spider, who in the comics is May Riley, who pretty much is a steampunk version of Spider-Man hailing from the Industrial Revolution. Sure.
It's fun.
Yeah. We also have apparently Scarlet Spider, Ben Reilly, kind of seems like a confirmation somewhere in there too. And then we have Cyborg Spider Woman, which has been leaked because of the toys. Remember the toys went out super early, so a couple of things have been spoiled there. So we're just kind of counting the Spider-Man characters we can now. But regardless, there's going to be a butt ton of Funko Pops for this, aren't there?
I also will say the Scarlet Spider-Man, Ben Reilly, disappointing comic book storyline by a lot of Spider-Man fans. Mm. Awesome costume, though. Yeah. I love
Spider-Man costume with a hoodie on top of it with no sleeves. Come on.
And I wish I was that ripped. So I was just dressed like that all the time. Blue hoodie and a Spider-Man costume.
And then just a friendly reminder that technically this was originally going to be part one of a part two movie scenario where it's going to be Across the Spider-Verse part one and then part two. But because of the pandemic and hopefully because the movies are so good, they made this Across the Spider-Verse. And then most likely in 2024, hopefully, we don't have to wait another 5 years, will be Beyond the Spider-Verse, which Kevin has a really good theory about.
So because it's called Beyond, I'm hoping that that one actually goes into live action for some reason, because they actually leave this Spider-Verse of animated spiders and see the real world. It's like, whoa, what's going on?
An interesting theory I just want to say is it'll be more like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I kind of like that animation style.
That would be cool too, actually. Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool too, to do the whole like animation plus like that. I like that too.
There you go. And then one more thing, Kevin. Just a rumor that I'm kind of buying into just based on my history of Miles Morales that I'm learning. Do you think his dad dies in this movie?
Because I really like Brian Tyree Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know usually in the comic books, depending, I don't know if extenuating like universes like they do in the comic books, I think his dad stays alive most of the time. And the conflict is him trying to hide who he is from his mom and dad mostly.
Because
so hopefully
in the video game, apparently, Miles' dad's dead, dies. And then, spoilers. And then apparently in more recent issues of the comics, Miles' dad is also dead. So I don't know. I don't want it to happen. But it would make sense that they're putting more emphasis on the mom in the beginning of this trailer, too.
I will say for a video game, Spider-Man PS4 has too many emotional moments. And that was one of them that I had successfully blocked from my mind until you brought that back up.
Well, you know.
Because the scene where he dies is just like, oh my gosh. And he's looking for, oh man.
Well,
you actually play as Miles looking for your father.
Get ready to get hurt, probably.
Dang it.
This movie. It's the Empire Strikes Back, baby, of this trilogy, most likely.
What's up, Danger?
You know I'm right, too. It's going to be, what's up, Danger? Why, Danger? That's this one. Why?
Brian Tyree Henry almost died two times in this last season of Atlanta. Now he dies in this one.
And if you hadn't seen Bullet Train, that man just won't die in Bullet Train. So I don't know. Pick a lane, Brian. anything else, Kevin, about this trailer? Obviously, we have the relationship between Gwen and Miles going to continue to grow, which is really dope. You know, everyone's kind of wanting Rhaenyra to be the live-action version of Gwen Stacy in some capacity from House of Dragon. And I've got Millie Alcock. I'm here for it.
I said totally see that, actually. I was going to say, because Sabrina Carpenter does her voice, right?
Well, Hailee Steinfeld.
Hailee Steinfeld, I mean, yeah. So she can't do it because she's Hawkeye now. So, yeah. I can totally see that, actually. That'd be really cool.
Just some manifesting right there. But anything else you got, Kev?
That's all I got. Now I'm just sad because of that. The Miles Morales scene that was playing over my head from Spider-Man. Now I'm sad.
Well, you know, you brought that upon your... You brought this upon yourself!
No, you did, because I forgot about it. You mentioned it.
But we're going to switch on out of the React Theater right there for you, which I perfectly timed because the trailer just ends, so that worked out. look what I'm doing. Paying attention.
Did it on purpose.
But that does it for us here on Thursday. Today's episode of the podcast, depending on when you're listening to it, might not be Thursday. But you have a task for us, a little homework. Who moves on into the semifinals of our greatest holiday movie ever bracket? Is it between Santa Claus and Home Alone? And it's also between Christmas Story and The Grinch, whatever version you want. Vote on @infinite_pods on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and we'll figure out. Things going to be interesting. Things going to be real easy on Monday. We will find out then.
Also, start studying for our March bracket, the Battle of the Fast Food Restaurants.
I'm just looking at TikToks, really. And that's what really inspired me. I'm like, there's a lot of fast food chicken that we could compare if we really wanted to.
Oh, there's so much chicken. And so much good chicken, too.
Now, we're not going to eat the things during this one podcast because that'll be bad for us. I don't want to. Our bodies are already hurting from the lack of sleep I got this week. I don't need to be putting 10 chicken sandwiches in there now.
Oh, that's a lot of chicken sandwiches.
Well, here's the thing. If we split each by half, then we really just half the calories on it. So I get half of it, and then somehow you get half of the same thing.
Yeah, this was easier back in the same building days.
Well, here's the thing. You just give the other half to your partner, your wife and my fiance, and then we'll be fine.
I give my wife a half a chicken sandwich. She'd be mad at me. Where's the other half?
Where's the fries? Where's the drink? No, then again, that's a different brand. Oh, actually, yeah. Like, we can't have the fries yet. I need those.
They're for science, for research.
You don't need it. I need it. I need it. Have a great weekend, no matter what you're doing, whether you're seeing Avatar, whether you're chilling out and playing some video games, because there's a lot to play right now, whether it's High on Life, the Justin Roiland game, or The Witcher 3 for maybe the 100th time, or if you're like me, the first time. Thanks for listening to us, and definitely put on a podcast if you're playing a video game right now.
That's why you play.
Exactly. You know, maybe you're tired of The Witcher audio because you've played it 100 times. You know, putting us and making us Siri and Geralt might be interesting. I don't know.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, just in store for a good time, man. You know. Just a good time.
Now, to make Kevin feel bad, Miles' dad, Miles searching for his dad. What? Oh, he hung up. Well, guess what, sir? You're going to have a hard time trying to join the video again. So I don't know what you're doing on that. But I guess I'm assuming I'm just ending the podcast then. Oh,
end it.
Kevin figured out how to mute his mic. I know you muted your mic, sucker. I can see the setting on your thing. Oh, yeah. Did you know you're still muted? Did you remember that?
I'm still muted. Oh,
there you go.
I'm sad.
Anyway, well, Kevin, just think of The Witcher. Hey, you know what? Go ahead, think of Garrus. Go think of Garrus. You know, you kept him alive. You know you did. You might have tried to romance him if you were Femship.
No, Femship, I went down the same road. I still are.
No, there you go.
I'm still are.
Anyway, have a great weekend. See everything we're talking about so much more at @infinite_pods. Instagram, Twitter, hot99.5.com/crisiscrew, or go to twitch.tv/infinite_pods. See us record live. youtube.com/infinite_pods. See the on-demand version. Pause it whenever you want. Make us make derpy faces, because I brought it back full circle on myself. Getty Images gave me a derpy face. There you go. There's your derpy face for you. We'll see you on Monday, as always. My name is Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you officially listened to this multiversal episode. What, Kev?
Crisis.
On
Infinite
Podcast.
I'm going to go cry in the corner.